Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Peculiar Portions podcast / YouTube thing, where Simon and I are here again with Daff, the dog.
Yeah.
To discuss and just generally... Sorry,
I stepped on his tail. There might be people that think we have a real dog.
Right.
I've never watched the video.
I see.
I've only ever listened to the podcast.
Yeah, well, it's good to know that we're not actually just casually engaging in...
animal abuse.
Yes, please be good to your furry friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What have we got today? What is in the...
Wow.
I would say the trough of news.
Well, Lewis... We've had a rough couple of years across the globe.
It's true.
And I think it's important because to be forewarned is forearmed.
Indeed.
Information is the most powerful drug, weapon, the most powerful weapon that a man can have.
Yes. You should arm yourself.
So in order to know what the future has in store for us...
This woman is predicting the future using asparagus.
Jemima Packington, better known as Mystic Veg. Now, written down, okay, Mystic Meg, Mystic Veg.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not pronounced Veg, it's pronounced Veg.
I still think it works.
Her tips for 2022 include some royal scandals... Well, of course they fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
As well as Boris Johnson continuing as Prime Minister. Well, we'll see.
Well.
We'll see. Literally by the end of the day that we're filming this, he might have resigned. So,
it's true.
Fingers crossed. So she is an asparamancer.
Right. I love that as well.
She uses asparagus, tossing it into the air and seeing how they land.
She doesn't eat it and smell...
She probably does eat it, you know, after.
But she's thrown it on the floor.
Where do you think asparagus comes from?
Does asparagus come from the floor?
Yes. Have you seen the kitchen in the office recently?
I didn't realise.
There's one little corner.
We started the... Is that where the Ogs cast asparagus? Is that why you've got all that big banner printed up and stuff? I was wondering what that was doing.
I'm saying, don't touch my fucking asparagus. I've got that printed out. And then there's an angry, like, cartoon picture of my face above it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
And I'm pointing as well.
Right.
Don't touch my fucking asparagus.
No. She just throws it on the floor. And then what, does it spell out letters?
No. It's how they lie and on which, you know, what asparagus is on top of what other asparagus.
Do they each have significance?
Because they used to do this with bones, right?
Did they?
Throwing bones in the air and seeing how they land.
On top of
each other. Sticks and seeing how they land on top of each other.
Anything.
Or...
anything that is vaguely twig-shaped.
Yeah. So, but asparagus is a new one to me. I've never heard of this before.
Well, you know, she is obviously in touch with her own asparamancy. Maybe, you know, she tried it with other things.
And it just didn't work.
Like celery, spring onions, carrots.
I like the idea that she's like
aubergines.
She's sat there like in a little tent, and she has a round little table, mm-hmm. and she's got her veil on, and she sat there. She's got like a bit of cloth covering a round object. She's like, oh, let me check your fortune. Takes off the cloth. It's like a cabbage. Or a grapefruit. A melon.
Let me look into the future. She peels off like a cabbage leaf. Oh, I love the vegetable-based fortune teller idea of her being in a field in like a little tent. Hello, lover. I've come to tell your fortune. Oh, wow. You look like someone who loves their vegetables.
I do, actually. Apart from cauliflower, it's horrible.
Yes, you look like a chips man. You love your potatoes, don't you?
I do like potatoes. Ooh. Baked potatoes.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'd like you to take this baked potato in your hands.
I mean, it's not the most interesting vegetable. Like, I thought, you know, you'd be using, like, I don't know, parsnip, carrot.
Well, we need to use something that would attune to your aura.
I have the aura of a potato. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I have the aura of... Sorry, I'm not talking to Lewis. I'm talking to a sweet old lady from Bristol.
Oh, yes, absolutely, dear. You do. Yeah. Yes, you could... Well, have you ever looked in a mirror lately?
You fucking bitch.
Anyway, squeeze this baked potato together in your hands and think...
It's not really squeezing very much.
Think about veg.
It's very firm. It's not...
Well, it should be. Well, I had it in the oven for only over an hour.
Oh, I thought it was raw.
No, it's a...
Sorry.
It's
really warm.
You were coming. That's my lunch.
Me.
Don't squeeze it too hard.
Sorry.
I'm going to eat that
later. Then you have to add the beans. It's got melted cheese on it as well. Butter's dripping all over me.
Oh, my gosh. You've got baked beans.
What does that mean?
It's an omen.
What does it mean?
It means that someone close to you... will have a moment of importance this week.
Oh, my God. Are you talking about Lewis?
Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, is he the one who's like a kind of a parsnip-type fellow?
Yeah, I'm the potato, he's the parsnip.
Yeah.
That's our secret recipe, the Yogscast.
Yeah.
All these years.
I'm getting honey-roasted parsnips, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Lewis, you call him.
Yeah. He's vegan as well.
Oh, that's...
So he's part vegetable.
That's why he's so channeling so strong.
You are what you eat.
Indeed.
And he's potato. No.
You're a potato.
I'm potato. No, if you are what you eat, then I'm an asshole.
Oh. Well.
Sorry, that was a bit off colour.
That's fine.
Sorry.
That's fine. She's used to it. I apologize.
Oh, yeah.
She's seen it all.
She's from Bristol.
She's
so
seen it.
God
all.
Knows what she's seen and heard.
Is that it's a picture of her chucking asparagus in the air?
Yeah, chucking the spears up to
the
see
spears.
How they land.
Of course, the spears. They could jaggedly stab into the ground as well,
could.
Couldn't they?
They could.
You know there's a game called Pass the Pigs?
Oh, yes.
Where
yes.
you roll a load of pigs.
Making bacon when
is
one's riding the other.
Yeah, and they can land all stacked up or on the side.
Yeah.
I guess that means different. That's meaning, isn't it?
I'm sure you could tell the
It must come from
them.
Like the knuckle bones as well, like rolling the knuckle bones. They would land, because they weren't even necessarily, were they? Like a dice.
Is it Harrow Specs that looks at like entrails?
So basically they were just gambling on it.
No,
it is.
It's not gambling. They know 100%.
This is like a shit version of rolling the dice.
No. They know 100% because if you want to know if she's the real deal, right, she correctly predicted Brexit, Prince Philip's death. He was 98 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's a good chance that he's going to die eventually.
Theresa May being ousted as PM.
All right.
Harry
well,
and Meghan
on the wall
stepping
there.
Back from their duties as the royal
it's
family.
It's very. There's a lot of royal and political stuff here, isn't there? She's really.
Yeah, you can tell she's British, isn't it?
She's really into like specific moments. Where are the predictions for the football games and who's going to get evicted from Big Brother?
Man City will not be crowned Premier League champions. Man United will be dark horses.
Well, colour me wrong. You know, she's obviously, you know.
And Croatia will win the World Cup.
Is that what she thinks? Wow.
The West Indies will win the Cricket World Cup in Australia.
The West Indies?
England's women's rugby team can expect terrific success in New Zealand.
Who is the West Indies?
She is from the fucking... She's from Bath. She's from the West Country.
Probably met her. Probably know her. She looks fine.
She looks like a woman that tells the future using asparagus, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's got like a little lettuce leaf around her neck there.
I think that's a scarf, but I can't be sure.
No.
I can't be sure.
And there she is in front of a sad... I think they are spelling something out. I think it spells out...
What does it say?
It's like a Rorschach test, right?
This is horse shit, I think it says. Yeah. That's weird.
That's what you see. Weird.
She sees the patterns instantaneously.
She has
a gift. She inherited it from her mother, of grandmother. Course.
What was she? What
her
vegetables
aunt.
Was she
her
into?
Aunt. Her aunt used to read tea leaves.
Okay. Right.
Jemima herself has been able to tell the future since she was 8.
Really?
She's usually about 75 to 90% correct.
Do you reckon it started when, great, like when she was 8? She was given a plate of asparagus and she was like, I hate these asparagus.
And she threw it on the floor.
Exactly. And she had a vision.
Yeah. And then it
Brexit.
Said, you're going to go to bed without any pudding.
That was
and
it.
She was right.
It came true.
She was sent to bed without any pudding.
Wow, and ever
she
since.
She didn't eat a veg.
Mystic veg. Oh, man. I like this story a lot. This tickles my enjoyment box. I've enjoyed it.
Can you explain who Mystic Meg is?
Mystic Meg, if you don't know, was a charlatan who used to.
Well, you'll be careful
because
she could be quite litigious. You might end
a
up
a litigious
being
charlatan who, like all of these people, takes advantage.
She's
of...
a powerful psychic woman who used to write in the Daily Mirror her predictions and advice for people. Based
mostly
on
running
the spirit
the, for the lottery to play the lottery, and they actually got her on the show, and she did like a whole segment, didn't she, for a while?
And it was very funny.
It was very amusing.
Yeah,
not intentionally, but it was awful. Yeah, and she's one of those kooky characters, I guess, that we love to hate.
Yeah,
you know, she's not doing any harm.
Big Brother returning to our screens. She correctly
there are two
predicted.
Things that I said she would predict was football matches and Big Brother.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Oh, can't believe it. Masked Singer, that's what she needs to get into. Tell me who's in all the masks.
Oh my God, this is her. Oh my God, look how many predictions there are. She's like Nostradamus. There's
is this
like
for 2022?
20 predictions for 2022.
Okay, let's hear them.
Despite all the bad press, Boris Johnson will continue as Prime Minister.
Sure.
The Rona will be with us forever.
Ever and ever, amen.
Brand new way of living will become the norm. Working from home, that's the same thing. Entertainment and sports venues will fight, that's the same thing. More sadness for the royal family. Well, I
same
mean,
thing.
We know that's coming. We will be shocked at the news of unexpected demise of showbiz legends. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Who's she killing?
Fuck you. Famous people are going to die. No fucking shit. It happens every year. Unbelievable. I'm actually getting angry.
No, but
I'm
it
getting
says
angry.
We will be
angry.
Shocked at the news of showbiz legends. So it's got to be someone who's not that's not their time yet, you know?
If they die, is their time.
No, but it's like maybe like Amy Winehouse style, you know? It wasn't
it was her
time.
Time.
It wasn't.
It was
she
time.
Was before her time.
It was her time.
It was her time. It was definitely her time.
Agriculture will progress well and Vale of Evesham asparagus will continue to be recognised as the world's best.
Vale of Evesham asparagus.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's lucky for her, isn't it? She's put that on her 20 predictions. The Oscar for Best Film We'll go to Power of the Dog. The Power of the Dog.
The fuck is that?
What's that, Tom?
Netflix film, Jane Campion.
Recycling and upcycling will be the new fashion.
A lot of really stupid ones.
There will be less waste of any sort, and barter will become a new trend. I like the idea of barter, bringing barter back. Give you these five asparagus, what I've thrown on the floor, for your iPad mini.
It would have been much funnier if every single one was about asparagus in some way.
It would have been great.
Fuck.
Man, it's good to know what's happening in the future, though. That's a relief.
I mean, I feel like safer. I've learned anything that can help me in any way.
Well, you know where to invest, though. That Vale of Evesham asparagus farm.
Yeah.
We've got
Invest?
Yeah, we put all of the Yogscast money into it.
Well, we give it to the mad lady. Is that...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hey, Lewis.
Perfect follow-up story.
Vegetable news.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Yeah.
I guess.
Just continue. God, do you think she felt ripples of this story?
I think she must have done.
One day she woke, it's like, oh my God, what's happened? She felt the earth move as a big potato statue was cut down by vandals.
This is pretty sad news, Lewis.
In a Cypriot village.
Here at the Yogscast, we're all fans of the big potato.
Yes, so there was a thing called the big potato. I mean, fine. But it says here in the news article...
It's not a real potato,
a replica,
by the way.
Yes, just to clarify, it's giant.
It's like a statue of a potato.
But
it's
what's
not
it a replica
potato.
Of?
A potato.
No, but I feel like the word replica... It's like
what, of a particular potato.
Yes.
A famous Cypriot potato.
And one that's the same
Shout
size.
Shout out to G-Star Games. Just... Sorry.
But it's much larger than the thing it's replicates. Do you know what I mean? Why isn't it just called a potato statue? Right? Replica is the wrong word here. It doesn't even look that much like a fucking potato, does it?
It doesn't really. It's very long.
It's
right?
got kind
it's
of.
It's not very thick.
It's very
or
long.
Round,
it's kind
it?
Of elongated. I would say it's the. I'd say that is too short for a sausage. It's too long for a potato.
It's got the sort of bumpy bits of a potato, but...
I'd say it looks more like a poo. It looks like a big poo.
The big poo. Yeah, but it's potato colour. It's all yellowy. It's not brown.
It is a potato colour, but the shape of it...
Also, I don't like your attitude.
I have never...
This has
that
been vandalised.
Doesn't look anything like a potato.
So don't the word criticise the even... statue. It's
well,
been
maybe...
vandalised.
Good.
You're signing with criminals.
Maybe it was an abomination.
And it's not Edward Colston's statue. It's a fucking potato.
It's a fake news. Potato is lying
it
about potatoes.
Sean, drag down the statues of fucking slave owners, but keep the potatoes up for God's sake.
Why do they even
what
have it?
What have they ever done wrong?
They're not even growing potatoes in Cyprus. They're probably growing bananas and health nice
lemons.
Exactly. Why are they celebrating? It's not even theirs. Just saying that...
Okay,
you know,
I think we just need to take a moment. Just relax.
Mystic Veg, how would she
I'm
feel?
I'm just very passionate about this.
How would she feel if she saw that smashed on the ground, thrown
I think
on the floor?
A single tear would roll down her cheek.
Would she have another vision, though?
And I'm sure if you got close enough to her to smell the tear, it would smell disgusting because of all the asparagus in her diet. Let's assume every fluid that comes
We've managed to dodge that joke for this entire fucking show so far.
Yeah. 4 meters high. It was cut down at 3:30 in the morning of New Year's Day.
Right, cut down.
Yeah, cut down in the prime of its life.
Right.
Many tourists posed in front of it, while some on Twitter questions its suggestive shape.
Right, so they're thinking it's more phallic. I can see it now, yeah. It's kind of a peanut. I would say it looks a lot more like a peanut.
That does not look like a cock, does it?
It doesn't look like a potato.
Your cock shouldn't look like
If that was called that. The big peanut, I would be like, okay. And I wouldn't say,
penis,
it looks more like
if a anything, is more like
peanut.
An asparagus.
Peanut!
No, penis.
Penis is different.
It's more like an asparagus spear than a potato.
Is it?
At least, it's, you know, it's got the thing on the, it's got a head.
It's very
on it.
Skinny.
It's got a head. Well, yeah, but, I mean, the potato is really thick.
I mean, that potato isn't.
No. But it's certainly not long enough for a peat.
I would say that is peanut-shaped. I don't want to speculate on the penis. I don't see penis when I see that either.
Okay. It's funny how now you're only just saying
I saw
that,
poo, though. I saw poo first.
Right.
And then I saw peanut. But I think potato is down the list
Do you
want
to say the name
like.
Of the village where the statue is?
No.
Okay.
Because it's hard to pronounce. Do you want to have a go?
Xylophagu.
Sure. That sounds right. Yeah, and apparently it's go down. It's got
oh,
a specific
I'll
name.
I'll do it in a Cypriot accent. Xylophagu.
Right.
I only know because of
doesn't
G.
Doesn't sound right. Scroll down.
Yeah.
It's
oh, there is.
No, scroll up.
Okay.
It's called a...
Big potato.
Spunta.
I'm sorry?
It's a spunta potato. It's a local variety. That's probably why it's so weird looking.
Now, it does sound a bit like spunker.
It does, but it is spelled here spunta.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with that. Do you know how much damage was done to it? Value? How much it cost to repair?
£4,000 to repair the potato.
I think that's worth it. Get it back up.
I would say it's worth it as well.
There's an investigation going. And apparently Xylophagu has a long legacy of potato growing and used to be the main potato grower in Cyprus.
So you're fucking wrong.
So
you were wrong, weren't you?
Well, I think they're good for them, but with that climate, they could grow something better. Leave the potatoes to
there might be a microclimate there. They might have a lot of rain. That might be the one part of Cyprus that gets like the shit weather.
I thought potatoes
and the only thing they can grow is potatoes.
I think they're missing out. Asparagus. That's where it's at. Can you grow asparagus in the UK? I guess you can in the Vale of Evesham. Yeah. Well, certain veg and things you can't, you
I
know.
Can't remember asparagus. I think it needs a lot of rain, but not over a long period of time. I think it needs, like, a lot of rain, like, in 1 month
for
a good crop.
Because if you underwater a plant, if you water a plant every day, the roots will only go down a little bit because they're used to the water not going deep. Whereas if you water it only once a week, the water will go down to the bottom of the pot and the roots will chase the water.
Right.
Yeah. So you should... Intermittent watering is better than
so it's okay
watering.
To forget watering your plants? You're actually doing
they
right.
Yeah, they say they thrive on neglect. Like you water them once every when you remember.
Holy shit.
Well, not that infrequently, but...
And you only remember like once every other month.
Vegetable growing tip. Just look into it. If you're going to grow vegetables...
Maybe, asparagus or potatoes.
Yeah.
I want to see if there's anything on Twitter about it.
What, people posting pictures of themselves in the big potato?
I want to see if there's any
daily...
Why would anyone chop this down? Too many stupid people in this world with no regards for things that do not belong to them. Jesus.
That's such a generic response.
So it only... Wait, did it only go up in October last year?
I mean, that picture of it makes it look like it's really shit. Look, it's like in a fucking car park with a cone there.
Cones, you know, don't get too close to the potato, please.
But look at the scenery around it. Look, it looks like
California.
It's like a cheap, shitty thing that would be like a plastic thing outside of a fucking Denny's or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looks like Mr. Peanut, whatever. You're letting me down, Cypress.
Oh, there it is, fallen over. Oh, no.
No, no, it's been returned to its native state.
Oh.
On the floor. Please don't tell me there is more.
There's some good news about potatoes.
Is there?
Vegetable news!
How have we found so much? It just goes to show...
It's a bumper crop for vegetable news.
You can look up any stupid news on the internet and you can find multiple things happening. There's too much news. I think we should cut down on this, especially what I'm looking at now. What the heck is that? It looks like an orangutan's head's been cut off.
It's Doug. You're looking at Doug. Doug is a potato.
So there's a mutant spud, which could be the world's heaviest. It looks super messed up, though. It looks like some alien piece of an organism that's mutated, like the Elephant Man's head.
Do you think, like, a meteorite crashed down
on a
farmer's field, and that's how Doug grew
so
big?
It's so awful, right, that it's got, like, multiple weird bits. Like, it's got, like, different textures, different layers.
That
it's
bit
got
that
holes.
Goes in. There's a bit that goes in.
There's, like, bits with little balls sticking out. It's a potato, clearly, but...
It's very bulbous and malformed.
It really is awful looking.
8 kilograms, which is...
Actually, it's not as big as it sounds.
16 pounds.
It's quite big, though, isn't it? 8 kilos.
I don't know.
It's big. I mean, people grow big marrows. Certain vegetables grow big, right? But I don't know.
I've never really heard of a giant potato before.
No, it's not a typical something that people typically go after.
Like big cabbages.
They like to grow their potatoes long
big
and
squash.
Thin.
Anything squash can grow massive, right?
Yeah, sure. And that's the thing they compete. Partly because they grow above ground. So you can see them grow.
Cucumber family, isn't it? Melons and...
But potatoes grow underground. So you have to... You don't know how big it is till you dig it up.
Cucaceous vegetable? I forget the name.
Can you keep planting them over and... No, you can't keep... They won't just keep growing. They'll turn into new ones.
Are you saying that if you, like, a pumpkin...
No,
it's done. A potato, it's done. Here's the potato. And then you just... Pop it back in the earth. I don't think he's quite big enough. And then next year, dig it up again. And it's like 4 times the size. And then you put it back under the ground. And then it's like 16 times the size.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Maybe that's what happened to Doug.
That's what I initially...
We've not read the story yet, so we don't know.
We never do, though. It's best to just figure it out ourselves.
Yeah.
And then when we're inevitably confronted by the banal reality of this story...
Well, our imagination comes up with much more interesting things than the mundane reality.
Exactly. So Colin, of course, thought there may be some weird fungus loose in his garden.
Yeah.
Rightly so. Because when you start hitting...
What the fuck? So he wasn't sure what it was. He dug it up, scratched at the surface of the skin, and then, like, tasted his fingernail, and he was like, that's a potato! Like, what the fuck are you doing, Colin?
That's how we get triffids and shit.
Jesus.
That's how they plant people take over. That's how they get into you. You don't just lick your fingers. Also, you know, I don't think potatoes are poisonous. You're not supposed to eat them raw because you can't digest them. I don't think they actually are. Unless they're
moldy.
They have
all sorts of diseases. There was an old yog pod we did about listing every disease of potatoes.
Was there? I don't remember what we did last episode of Peculiar Portions, let alone the yog pod, whatever that is. Who knows? Anyway, apparently... I don't know if those diseases transfer to humans, though. Do you know what I'm saying? I think we're mostly resistant to potato-based disease.
The black rot.
Yeah.
Something.
I don't hear people dying of, like, I don't know, itchy skin disease or whatever that potatoes have.
Spungle's flurkle.
Yeah, you're right. They always
have this weird rash. I went to the doctor. He said I got Spungle's flurkle. It's because I was eating a jacket potato and then a bit of it got on my neck.
It was one of Mystic Veg's
I don't know how that happened.
She's been holding it in her hands, incubating that for too long.
So they're from New Zealand, the couple. His wife says, oh, wait, it's not Australian, New Zealand.
It's like the Canadian version of America. It's Australia. Think about it like that. Kind of slightly more friendly.
Guys.
Yeah, sure.
Guys. It's like that. We couldn't believe it. It was just huge. Is that Australian or New Zealand?
Sure, that works. I'm in.
It's neither of them, so I think that's a success, because I haven't offended anyone.
No, they're chill about it anyway.
Yeah. Unlike the Australians. Wait, what?
No, nothing. What? Carry on.
It may have been grown for a couple of years or more. So this wasn't a 1 year... Maybe your theory's actually right, Lewis. If we don't dig up the potatoes, they will just keep growing.
That might not be a potato, though.
It may not be all potato. It may have fungus.
No, it might be a kumara.
I'm sorry?
A kumara. Because they have different things.
A kumara. Isn't that Twitch viewers that watch the hot tub streams?
Kumaras.
Kumaras, yeah.
Is it like Zoomers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kumaras. Have you never heard of Kuma before?
No, but the Kumara is like the New Zealand, the Aboriginal Maori potatoes thingy. And they make like crisps out of it. It's nice. It's like a root vegetable.
So is there a local potato?
Yeah, so I wonder if there's some...
Like it evolved in parallel to the potato from America.
Yeah, they cultivate slightly differently in these like bigger lumps. I think, do you know what I mean? Maybe it's some sort of, there's some secret there. I'm not saying that this isn't a potato or, you know, letting down Collins.
I've seen Moana. It's probably like the heart of the goddess.
God, it does look like a heart. That's actually what it looks more like. It's awful looking, honestly.
Cried
guys,
at the end
if
of
you
Moana,
can't see this.
First time I watched it, I cried at the end.
Did you? When Moana dies, it's very tragic.
Oh my God!
It is a tragic moment.
Oh God!
Yeah, don't know why they put that in the movie, didn't
they? Are they going to eat it?
Now it looks like a brain or a chicken, the size of a small dog.
That is fucking horrifying.
It looks like a baby.
It looks like a curled up baby or like a roast chicken. That is fucking weird. That is so fucking weird. I like how they got the potato peeler there for scale.
Yeah,
it's just actually eating it.
I guess what else are you going to do with it?
Oh my God.
It's grown to be eaten. It would be a tragedy not to eat it.
Look how fucked up it is.
But it is kind of messed up. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't
God.
Eat it. I don't know why it is so off-putting. It's just a big potato.
Can we make this the desktop background? I like that we sometimes do this.
Why?
We sometimes do this. Sky News Potato
New Zealand.
What, to just
frighten the next person?
Yeah. Personalise, right, isn't it? Oh, that's the fucking... Do you remember the soup?
Oh, the tin of
really,
soup.
Yeah,
that was the
Christmas
last thing
dinner
you've
soup.
Set the fucking background to. Oh, good. Well, people are going to see this and think...
That is horrific.
What is that?
That is fucking monstrous.
Isn't it
is
awful?
So...
It looks like someone's put a baby in the oven.
Since deciding to call their mutant-looking vegetable Doug, it's been enjoying a bit of a celebrity status. They've built a small cart to tow the ugly potato around town. We put a hat on him. We put him on Facebook, taking him for a walk, giving him some sunshine.
They've got him in a little Tonka truck.
Do you think Doug is like psychic and he's like making them do this?
Oh my God, it's because it is quite brain-like. It's like one of those aliens that can control humans because they have a giant brain.
The monster find is proving difficult to look after as it begins to dry out and get moldy. Plans to turn it into vodka.
Okay.
They're not even going to eat it. They're going to turn it into vodka.
They're going to drink him.
Cause
well, he started to go on the turn, I guess.
Yeah. it may not be safe to eat, and they're like, well, you can always, I mean...
Why don't they just put him back in the ground?
Because he might grow bigger, Lewis. We don't need a bigger dog. He's big enough.
There's a limit. Also, do you reckon that Jesus. Mystic Veg woman is being controlled by her asparagus?
Well, I mean, she's getting these sort of, like, images or, you know, messages from something. Something's channeling to her. Right. It could be Doug.
Could be, but not for long.
I hate hopefully. That it looks like a curled up child. Like, I hate that it's like a curled up child with dirt on it. It's so disturbing. It's so weird looking.
It's horrid.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well,
should we do a little a post-mortem, Lewis? Have you enjoyed vegetable news?
I did.
As a vegan.
I did. Up for a while. But did you put this on special for me? It's very kind.
Yeah.
It's very kind of you.
Just for you.
I like the most of it.
Hmm. If you could give it a rating.
Right. Like 4 out of my 5 a day.
What? Or like a grade, maybe.
Certified fresh.
Certified fresh. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, well, I'll take that.
I'm doing
sure.
my best.
There'll be more potato news and other vegetable news next week on Peculiar Portions.
Ooh, strangely appropriate.
Maybe we should release 5 episodes of Peculiar Portions a day so that people get their 5 portions a day of their Peculiar Portions a day. Portions.
Mm.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Or we could just keep doing the weekly thing if you want.
I mean, why bother? Let's pack it in. I've had a good run.